This is the Composer's Datebook for January 6th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1733, music-loving readers of a Leipzig newspaper called the Nachricht auch Frag und Anzeiger would have seen this welcome announcement. Tonight at 8 o'clock, okay, it would have been in German, but in translation it would say, tonight at 8 o'clock, there will be a Bach concert at Zimmermann's Coffee House on Catherine Street. So, in addition to the grande latte or a double shot depth charge, Zimmermann's patrons could treat themselves to a grand sonata or a double concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. As if Bach weren't busy enough providing all those sacred cantatas and organ chorales for two, count 'em, two Leipzig churches every Sunday, he was also in charge of that city's Collegium Musicum, an organization that presented more secular musical fare. It's likely that on occasional weekday nights at Catherine Street, most of Bach's concertos and chamber works were performed by Bach himself, alongside many of the same musicians he employed each Sunday for his church music. And much like symphony orchestras do today, composers or performers who passed through town could be showcased as soloists at Collegium Musicum concerts. Given his staggering workload, it's not too far-fetched to assume that caffeine helped Bach stay focused and alert. His secular coffee cantata was practically an 18th century infomercial for the stuff, with the humorous telling of how a young woman's addiction to coffee triumphs over her stuffy father's moral objections to the tasty brew. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.